Over nearly 40 years, Peoria has produced several championship teams and star athletes.
It's been a tremendous place to cover sports. Between Bradley basketball, got minor league hockey, minor league baseball, some really, really outstanding high school programs.
That's former Journal Star sports reporter Dave Reynolds. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, December 16th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Some of the first COVID-19 vaccines were administered to healthcare workers at OSF St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. Tim Shelley was there to witness the moment.
The excitement in the room was palpable as five OSF workers sat down and rolled up their sleeves one by one to receive their first doses of Pfizer's newly authorized COVID-19 vaccine. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was in attendance for the occasion.
This is a beginning for the state of Illinois. People getting vaccinated, particularly our healthcare workers, is an exciting moment.
The first 48,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived earlier this week. Frontline health workers will take priority for the first several batches of vaccinations. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the public should have confidence in the vaccine.
I know many people in this community will know these wonderful individuals who've been working on behalf of their communities to save lives and provide needed services, and now are being able to take this step to protect their own lives. So I think everyone has reason to be excited that we are at the beginning of the end.
Doug Meyer is a respiratory therapist at OSF St. Francis Medical Center. He was one of the first five to get the shot, and he says it doesn't hurt.
If you're used to the flu vaccine, less than that. You barely felt the needle go in.
In the Peoria area alone, more than 8,000 OSF employees are already waiting their turn to get the vaccine. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. State health officials report 7,359 new COVID-19 infections and an additional 117 deaths. More than 863,000 Illinoisans have tested positive for the virus since March. The death toll surpasses 14,000. In a speech on the Senate floor, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin called on Republican elected officials to honor their oaths of office by recognizing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president-elect and vice-president-elect. And average gasoline prices in Peoria and Bloomington Normal are down about 36 cents per gallon compared to this time last year. That's slightly less than the average nationwide decline. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Sports reporter Dave Reynolds recently concluded a 38-year run with the Peoria Journal-Star, covering Bradley men's basketball since 1990. He also witnessed high school basketball championships and saw several future star athletes come through the area. In an interview with Joe Deacon, Reynolds offers his perspective on Peoria's sports community and his role of telling its stories.
It's been a tremendous place to cover sports. Between Bradley basketball, got minor league hockey, minor league baseball, some really, really outstanding high school programs, particularly in basketball. So it was a great place for me to land nearly 40 years ago and kind of sample a little bit of all those things. Overall, though, memories have been good.
You packed a lot of memories into your farewell column, from several teams' postseason successes to those long wintry drives across the Midwest. What are a couple of your fondest memories?
In terms of Bradley basketball, I still go back to the Sweet 16 run in 2006. That was a team that was loaded with talent that was underachieving for the first couple months of the season. I think they were 13-9 at one point heading into February, and I was disappointed in how they were playing overall. I mean, obviously it was a great year in the Valley, so the competition was really stiff. But I thought that the Bradley team would rise above where they were at that point. And then they just took off in February and into March. And obviously the big upset went over Kansas in the NCAA tournament and Pitt to get into the Sweet 16. just some great memories there. It was just really a neat thing to see, not only from Bradley's standpoint, but from the city of Peoria as well. So that would probably be near the top. So many other great moments I mentioned in the column, just a lot of neat memories with high school teams and state champions and the Manual Rams run in the 90s. You know, you can just go on and on.
Covering 950 Bradley games since 1990, it must give you a different perspective on the team than most people get. How did you view your responsibility as the beat reporter and getting the readers closer to the team?
I think when I started out, I'd already had experience of covering college basketball. What I saw at Bradley and in Illinois State as well was just, you know, the really strong, loyal support. That just fires you up as a writer to see how many people really care and are passionate about their programs. And probably the biggest highlight was just knowing that I wanted to be able to put out a product for the fans in which most of them already knew how the games turned out, but I try to take them behind the scenes and tell them things they didn't know.
We both know that the best sports stories are more about the people than the games themselves. And you got to know a lot of people over the years, including a Baseball Hall of Famer in Jim Tomey and an NBA champion in Sean Livingston. Who are some of the others that you feel fortunate to have been able to cover?
Well, a lot of the Bradley players, some great ones through the years. Anthony Parker probably rises to the top. He was just such a wonderful kid to cover in college because he came in as a freshman and pretty much unrecruited by the Division I circles, and Bradley was able to land him. He was about 6'4 and pretty skinny, about 170 pounds when he arrived on campus. But he was one of those kids you could tell right away that he had that it factor, you know, even as a young freshman. And not only did he develop into an outstanding college player, but he was always a great interview, always humble, always available, and continued that on through his professional career. I think about the Peoria Chiefs, the young Peoria Chiefs. Number one on the list, of course, is Albert Pujols, played the 2000 season in Peoria. And he was one of those guys you knew right away that he was going places. And I didn't think he'd get there as quickly as he did, because within a year or so, he was a starter for the Cardinals.
That's Dave Reynolds talking with reporter Joe Deacon. To hear their full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.